The Department of Homeland Security is in for some changes today. Secretary Michael Chertoff announced the results of his review of how DHS operates. In the coming weeks, the department will try to streamline its operations by reshuffling some of its functions and putting oversight for everything DHS does in one central office. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Michael Chertoff's challenge as the Secretary of Homeland Security is to transform the 22 agencies that went into DHS, all with their own leaders and loyalties, into a coherent organization that serves one purpose. In a speech today, Chertoff said that transformation has begun.
From across the department and elsewhere in the federal government, we pulled subject matter experts and talented individuals away from their day jobs to focus on how well we tackle our tough fundamental challenges: prevention, protection, and all hazards response and recovery.
One of the documents that guided this change is a report by the Heritage Foundation and the Center for Strategic and International Studies. David Heyman of CSIS co-authored the study. He says one of the major goals of this reorganization is to cut down on bureaucracy. To that end, DHS plans to eliminate a handful of senior managers and replace them with one undersecretary for policy who will report directly to Chertoff.
This is a major necessary move. Prior to this undersecretary creation, there were 22 different policy shops, perhaps, working in the department. There was no place for a national vision, no place for answering the question, what is our national strategy? He now has a shop that's responsible for doing that.
Chertoff also plans to consolidate the department's intelligence gathering functions in one office. He proposed improving airline passenger watch lists so fewer people will be incorrectly flagged as potential threats. And he said he'll appoint a new chief medical officer for bioterrorism and an assistant secretary for cybersecurity. Still, Paul Light, who's a professor of public service at NYU, points out that changing an organization's structure may be easier than changing its culture.
You know, it's part of instilling kind of a general belief that you're part of the same department. You salute the same departmental flag. The old loyalties are something to be honored, but they're not something to be followed.
Some of these changes will have to be approved by Congress. Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson is the ranking minority member on the House Homeland Security Committee.
I think it's important that the department start meeting timelines set by Congress. I think it's important that when they say they're going to produce reports and things, that they do it. So whatever the secretary is rolling out at the end of the day, it needs to have accountability, and America needs to be safer.
Congressional oversight of the Department of Homeland Security is still very diffuse. There are dozens of committees and subcommittees with some degree of DHS oversight, and as of now, there are no plans to change that structure. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.